Okay. All right. What is the two periods in the entire line of man? All right. Here is the entire line of man. Biblically, line of man. Okay. From the creation of Genesis 1:1 to the time of darkness and void between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. All the Old Testament, the first the antediluvian period. Okay? What is the antediluvian period of mankind?
Say that again.
What is the antediluvian period of mankind? What age does that take into consideration? Adam and Eve until the flood. Okay? Adam and Eve until the flood. Then, early antiquity. Early antiquity was the beginning of Noah, his sons, and their wives through history up to basically the time of Christ. Okay? Then we got New Testament, Age of Grace, New Dispensation, Church Start. Right? Then we have until the end of the church age. Then we're going to deal with a lot on the tribulation day, the millennial kingdom, and the judgment. We can get everything through so that you guys can relax on Wednesday and get ready for the church picnic on August 24th. Oh, okay, so I was wrong. That's why you need to look at your Bible and you need to look at your barbecue sheet. Both give you right theology. Now, tell me the only two times in man's history that God gave grace and didn't set a time for judgment. All other times, even the first one now, because it's past, is a time limit. And you can count it to the day if God sets it. So what are the two times that man did not know that God left open? One was the church age, which we are in right now. God did not set a time for how long the church age is going to last. For no one knows the hour or the time that Christ is going to come back. Okay? What's the other time that God didn't put a limit on? Methuselah. Methuselah. And God showed how graceful and merciful he was by allowing Methuselah to live 969 years. That's an old dude. Can I have an amen? When he cut wind, he blew dust. Some of you get that on the way home. All right. Why did God put those amount of times of mercy and grace on those two periods? On the church age, okay, and on the time of Methuselah. Your people time to repent, because after that age, what was coming on both of them? Judgment of God. The first time, it was the flood. Methuselah's name means after he, it will come. Okay? Methuselah's name means after he, it will come. What came after Methuselah died? The flood. Okay? The flood. There was dinosaurs on the ark. You know that for a fact. Why do we know that for a fact? Anyone know what a dinosaur is by giving me the definition of dinosaur? Translation in English, please. What is it?
Big dead lizard.
No, it isn't. Close. But no cigar. Church in it. Means terrible lizard. Okay? Dinosaur means terrible lizard. Now check this out. Are you ready for this? Since God allowed life to live so long, before the flood, he limited time. Reptiles grow as long as they live. So if you got a snake that's 10 years old, compared to a snake that's 400 years old. And what is the only thing on man that continues to grow your whole life? Your nose. Can you imagine the nose that Methuselah had? No, I'm just kidding. That was a true hunker. Nah, it's a Rudy. No, so you look at some of the lizards and the animals today. If they live 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 years. Mammoths. They want to make mammoths totally different than the elephant, but what if an elephant live 900 years? What do you think of a little one? With no natural enemies. A tiger that spent most of his time, or a lion that spent a lot of his time eating veggies. Nothing to grind his tuchuses down for 300 to 400 years. You may have a saber tooth. Now, you're going, well, Pastor, you're really pushing that. Really? Am I really? Think about it. Because all the skeletons and things we get off of what we find in the dirt, they make Cro-Magnon man. You don't have anything from a piece of bone off the back of some skull about that big, we came up with Cro-Magnon. And what was a cute guy? What did they call him to be a pretty man? No, the one that looks Caucasian. Good looking guy. Remember the name of that, but the name of that species of man. Boy, come on, I know you know. Redneck. Okay. They found him in South Alabama. Now, if Peter was still alive today, he would be a redneck. He would drive a BMW with a rifle in the back of it. You don't remember the different men, the different ages and men they call? And the one that was the most alike us today, and I can't remember, and it all came out from little pieces of bone and cheek, not even a whole head, but the animals that we found in the flood shows us genetically that evolution didn't happen very much, dudes. They caught some mammoths and some animals caught frozen. It was froze so quick, they still had vegetation in their mouth. They were chewing. Okay? Now, how in the world can something be froze so quickly to catch and freeze food in its mouth? Something catastrophic, but what catastrophic thing would have to happen? If you look at Genesis, most of the water that flooded the earth did not fall and rain. Most of the water came out of the earth and was pushed up. That's why we got canyons and everything else, and the draining helped smooth those out. And we had an ice cap that developed because the whole earth, reason why plants, animals, people live for so long, was God encompassed the earth like a big greenhouse to block out most of the major aspects of the negative parts of the sun. And God caved that in when he allowed the flood to come. And when it fell and hit the earth, it froze things immediately. Okay? So, and we knew that for years and years and years. And we killed all argument on evolution for years and years and years until Christian scientists added stratosphere and levels of geography on earth. And they disproved that because we added it because evolution is simply spontaneous regeneration on steroids. That's it. That's all evolution is. Spontaneous regeneration on steroids. Don't get confused about all the big words they throw at you. That is it. Okay? So before, I want to hurry and get to some of the other parts. So if there's no questions up to now, we can continue. Yes, ma'am.
I have one question.
Right.
Abraham
was 100 and I want to say 150, 60.
One thing I just can't get right in my mind, and maybe we'll never know until we get to heaven, is that if Sarah was already too old at 90 to conceive children, but she still lived, how much longer? Or even someone who lived
she wasn't conceived. didn't conceive because God didn't make her body capable of conceiving. And it wasn't until her body was totally incapable of conceiving after menopause came through, God got her pregnant after her menopause of a life before menopause of not being able to have children even with an egg. Okay? Did you understand?
Not quite. But what
want me to slow it down for you? Get some more female anatomy?
No.
Okay.
I can't comprehend being old for 500 years. So I was already old at 90, and then I lived for another 500 years. I mean, how decrepit could God let us get?
Well, the big thing is, the body was not decrepit back in those days for that many years. It wasn't until after the flood the body started withering up earlier.
Right, before the flood.
Yeah, but it takes a process for that body to burn down. As blood passed by blood passed by blood, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker away from that process of the flood.
My comprehension was that she was too old already at that age that she just can't be older.
Because most of the women started having children much younger, not until they got waited till they got 90. And if you look at most of the men, especially in the Antediluvian period of Genesis chapter 10, which is the greatest aspect of man, even secular humanists will say that the greatest history of man is out of Genesis chapter 10. You can't get better than that about the history of mankind. From Antediluvian period to early antiquity, Genesis 10 tells it all. Tells us why we got all the nationalities, where they came from, how we're connected. And did you not know that Hispanics, blacks, any Oriental, Asian background, islanders, all basically are from the same line. From the same lineage.
Wouldn't they have, like, for instance, Noah and his children had to live an awfully long time and created a race, a lot of inbreeding?
Yeah, it was until after the blood had went down and God started setting where that bloodline, and God would know, and where you couldn't marriage daughters and brothers, and fathers and daughters, which was not right anyway. What, cousins, nephews, all that, he had to remove that bloodline in such a way, and that was done at Babel, when it was split up, so God could keep those lines pure with those genetics. God would know all that. And that's why he split them and sent them. He gave everyone with a different genetic a different language. Isn't that amazing how God did it? Yes, ma'am. Sister. Anyone else? It wasn't until after the Levitical law and all that, when the bloodlines were all split up, that God started now and got enough people on the earth to separate it. And then everyone was one people moving in one direction until Nimrod turned around when he talked to a rabbi and started bringing people back. He was a hunter of men to bring them back and make one race again. And God gave them different languages. You ever?
Yeah, that idea.
Scientist does not understand the day outside of the outside physical aspect of the body, why the body still gets old as quick as it does. And even without the sun and anything else, the reason why we get old as quickly as we do is because God limited our life on this earth, so he sped up our metabolism and the regeneration, cell regeneration. I mean, it's absolutely. Do you understand that 75 to 80% of household dust is your skin? It's your skin. That's you know what? How can it get so dusty here? We keep the doors closed. Are you walking around? Bloodhounds, dogs that track. How do you think they track you? Drop skin. That's how quick we regenerate because God sped it up after the flood. Isn't that amazing? I mean, our God is just awesome, man. I'm sorry, I shouldn't get excited. I'm not supposed to teach you the Christ John. Okay, any other questions as we move? This can be, we could do really one series for 13 to 14 weeks just on this last section if we wanted to. Okay? It would be easy to do. But guess what? I'm not going to do it. I preached this once, and it took me 4 years. 175 tapes and sermons on the book of Revelation. I got tired of it. Can I have an amen on
it?
Watch it. Okay? So, the age of Methuselah, God showed grace because judgment was coming for the flood. Do you realize that a lot of these times, Abraham saw many of the great patriarchs? He was still alive when some of them was born. And many of the Old Testament people from our forefathers early saw the majority of the early people because they lived for 400, 500, 600, 700 years. And Abraham, Sarah was the only one that God limited having children. It wasn't because of her age. Because after Sarah died, Abraham got remarried and had about 6, 7 more kids. Okay? Just don't make us like they used to. Alright? So don't let that go to your head, ladies. Not too many of you like Sarah either. And Enoch and Methuselah did not become righteous men, especially Enoch, did not become a righteous man until after his first son at age 69. I think it was either 65 or 69, he had his first child. After his first child, he became a righteous man. And he was taken away without death. Now, isn't that amazing? The children can make you or break you. Sorry, I guess I better leave that one. All right, let's talk about the 70th week of Daniel, the prophecy that led up to the Assyrian, to the Persians, wise men who was trained by Daniel, knowing by what the prophet Daniel had given, knew that the Messiah was on the earth. This line here, up and down arrow, represents 33 years. Okay? 33 years. When he was born and when he died. Very, very short period of time in history of man and man's life. Daniel gave the prophecy of 70 weeks. How many of you understand the prophecy of Daniel's 70 weeks? No one? What it is? What it represents? Each week of Daniel's 70 week of prophecy represent how many years? Seven. Represented 7 years. So if he gave 70 weeks, it was 70 times 7. So Daniel gave a prophet 490 years. That was it. That was the history of man when Daniel gave that 490 years. Right? Now check this out. When Daniel gave his prophecy, this is the 490 years. Up from Daniel to Christ and from the tribulation period. The tribulation period is the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy. Why didn't Daniel prophesy the church when he gave his prophecy of the 70 years, the 490 years? Of how the earth is going to be. Now, that can shake you up. If you're sitting there and hearing Daniel prophesy from God that the earth at that time seemed like it only had 490 years left. Okay? Why did Daniel give only 490 years? Excuse me? He didn't know how long the last week? He knew how long the last week is 7 years. Tribulation only 7 years. That's the 70th week of Daniel. Anyone, why did Daniel only give 490 years when the earth is lasting much longer than that? It has lasted 400 since Daniel's prophecy. It has lasted 2,582 plus 6 is 2,488 years. Why did that and say that's only 490 years? Why, I guess. Because I'm sitting here and the tape is fine. Nope. Not one. He says it's all that God wanted to reveal. Nope. What was Daniel's question to God? Anyone remember in the book of Daniel? What he asked God, and then God gave him 70 sevens. 70 weeks. 7 consecutive years, 70 times. Got an idea?
Forgiveness?
Yep. Daniel asked God, what is your plan for the Jews? Okay? That was Daniel's question to God. God, what is your plan for the Jews? God says, I got 490 years I'm going to deal with the Jews. So he did not distinguish that after 69 weeks, when I'm going to give the Jews the opportunity to repent and they rebel, I got to stop that period, or there's going to be less people going to make it into heaven, and I'm going to move to the time of the Gentiles between the 69th week of Daniel and the 70th week of Daniel, which we now call the dispensation of the church. And after the 70th week of Daniel, I'm going to bring judgment. So the age between the 69th week of Daniel and the 70th week of Daniel is a Methuselah period called the church. Do we understand it? Are we flowing with that? Are we rocking? Okay. Any questions so far? This is the age of grace. This is Old Testament. Age of law. Church is going to be removed so that the age of grace and mercy must be removed out of the way for God to go back to the age of law and judgment. Now you begin to see in a small way why it is important for the church to be resurrected and all grace and mercy removed in order to come back to give grace and mercy dealing with the law and judgment of the Jewish people. Okay? The only way that this period can be brought in is that there must be a period of no presence of God on the earth. Only way the Antichrist can be revealed is the restraint of the Holy Spirit must be off the earth. If the restraint of the Holy Spirit is off the earth, God has given you and I a promise. That promise is, I will never leave you nor forsake you once I take residence in you. If the Holy Spirit is pulled out of here, common sense says it makes God a lie if he leaves us.
Right. You think that's part of the pre-tribulation?
Do I think it's part of the pre-tribulation?
So
it
see,
is the part
no, that's what I said.
Of the pre-tribulation. I am so pre-trib, I won't eat post-post. Right? But I also believe in the pan theory, that it will pan out in the end. If God wants to change his mind, I'm going to enjoy every day. Can I have an amen? Yeah, right.
Is the tribulation period only for the Jews?
The tribulation period is for the earth. But it is because of the Jews, judgment is going to come for those 7 days, 7 years. Okay? We've already proven that we know it is a 365-day, 24-hour period, representative day for each year. Because it boils down to that way in the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20. Okay? Are we ready to move on? Any questions on? All right. Where did it go? What? Did I bag up or something? Woohoo! I'm moving. That's yeah. Okay, here we go. Now, are there any questions? We're getting ready to move on the period where mercy and grace is going to end. Church age. Any questions? Shall we move to the next one? Okay? Next one is the tribulation period. Why do we call it the tribulation period? That word alone should make you quiver, make your liver quiver. Amen? Tribulation. The tribulation is going to last 7 years. And the first 3.5 years of the tribulation is going to fool especially the Jews. The last 3.5 years is going to be called the Great Tribulation. Can I have an amen or somebody?
Amen.
Thank you. Now, the tribulation is bad enough, but when God makes something called the Great Tribulation, nasty, nasty, nasty. Okay? Any questions? You guys seem so mesmerized. Am I that good of a teacher?
Yeah.
I guess not. Okay. How do we know that the tribulation period will begin? Rapture of the church. Now, you got to understand something about rapture. There's three views of rapture. Three views of rapture. Church will be taken out at the beginning of the tribulation period. It's called, what kind of rapture? What kind of tribulation?
Oh. I'm itching.
Mark didn't see that. Okay. Test, test, test. There was some quiet there for a while, brother. You gotta erase that. Okay? If you are raptured at the beginning of the rapture, you are a pre-tribulationist. Pre means before. Okay? If you are raptured in the center of tribulation, the middle of the tribulation, you are classified as the mid-tribulationist. Which kind of seems dull. It's kind of like a moderate. You know, you can be the beginning or the end. Just don't sit around and go, well, we're going to enjoy the first 3.5 years, because there's going to be a lot of peace and then get me out of here. But I want to be raptured at the beginning, and just before I'm raptured, I'm going to do two things. One, I'm going to get a 7-year bond. That matures in 7 years. So when I come back, I can cash it in. Can I have an amen? And I'm going to grab 2 non-believers as I'm raptured up. Get about 30,000 feet, and I'm gonna say, do you believe, or shall I let go? I'm gonna have a little fun with you, even there. Can I have an amen? You guys ever did rapture drill? You practice? I practice. You don't practice? It's the greatest thing in the world. Make you gotta have your shoes really loose. That's why I don't tie them. Okay? And you just sit right there, and you kind of just go, woo! Just jump out your shoes, and just look back and go, that's not what someone's gonna see. So your clothes gonna land there, and I can't do that right now. That would turn class off real quick, let me tell you. Back in my study days, that may be something else, but not in the day of flapjack, you know what I'm saying? All right, that's enough to make a Christian sick. All right, mid-trib is for those who don't believe it's going to be the middle. Revelation chapter 11, mid-trib. Okay? And God says, come up hither. He said they believe the church will be taken out when the 2 witnesses who had witnessed for 3.5 years, God's going to take his protection off, and they're going to kill him in the street. 25 to 30 years ago, they said that's impossible for the whole world to be watching these two witnesses, to be laying in the street and the whole world sees them for 3 days. And then at the third day, they're going to stand up. That's going to put some real whoopee doos in the world with CNN. Can I have an amen for somebody? Put them on the new satellite, don't you know they're going to do what on those bodies? They're going to put cameras on them right there, baby, and they just going to lay out. Probably swell up a little bit, you know, trying to be hot. That's not a gracious sight for God's 2 witnesses, is it? And probably, give me some news, guys. Give some news, guys. We hope he's still alive at that time. It's been proved that not Christian.
Katie Couric.
All right.
This is Katie. I'm over here right now, standing over. Woo! What's going on?
Who 40 years ago, that the whole world is going to be able to watch that site.
No, then they know that these people are the witnesses
every time. Oh, they're not going to call them witnesses. They're going to call them irritators. Because they are going to be serious irritators to the world, Jack. They're going to walk around. God's going to save 144,000, two people, two witnesses. And they're going to irritate the world like never before. And they're going to be able to touch them because God's going to protect them for 3.5 years. Can you imagine the world want to kill these two dudes that can't?
Yeah.
And they're going to walk around going,
are they like,
hey, Putin! Ho Chi Minh!
I think he's coming.
Yes, bro.
Are they alive now?
Who?
The two witnesses?
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, they are alive now, but they're not on Earth. The two witnesses are alive, but they're not on Earth. Now, who do you think the two witnesses would be that God's going to send with 144,000? Moses? Damn! Most people think it's Moses and Elijah. No! I'm going to say no. Because I think I'm a biblical scholar. Moses and Enoch. Now, Hebrews tells us it's appointed for every man to die at least once. And then judgment, or rapture, or get us out of here. But up until then, every man is judged to die once. There's only been two in the history of mankind that hadn't died. Elijah and Eve. Most people think it's Elijah and Moses is coming. I believe it's Elijah and Eve because they got to obey scriptures.
Why does Moses come?
Why did Moses die?
Right, why will he be done?
Moses isn't going to come.
So
I said Elijah and Eve.
Well,
oh, I'm sorry. I mixed up. It's Elijah and Enoch this time.
That makes sense.
Makes sense, right?
That makes
sense.
Christians who are here will be
here. Christians won't be here because they're all gone.
Oh, that's
pre-trip. Unless you're a mid-trip, post-trip, then you're here about 144,000. But Christians
will
be
here. What is a
mid-trip? Mid-trip is that Christians are going to go to the... No, Christians are going to not be grafted until the 3.5 years. Right there. Right there.
When do the people leave?
Right there.
Either the church leaves or
the people leave. The church
will
be raptured at the same time.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Some in the
no.
beginning, some in the middle, and some
in the middle. You are rocking now, sister. Okay, sister girl. We're gonna all be raptured here, here, or here. And this is really fun because you're going to be raptured with a big U-turn and have a quick meal.
That's right.
And everyone knows your parents will tell you you can't eat that barbecue real, real fast. Amen. But God says, if I want to multiply time, 1 second like 1,000 years. Okay? You got to keep that in mind, too. Okay, now, if we're going to be raptured at the end of the 7 years of the tribulation period, that is called post-tribulation. But there's a problem that we have. Not just one problem, several problems that we have. But one of the main problems we have is the scripture says that no one's going to know the time when Christ comes to get his church. Right? Now, what happens, Harkster, what happens if the rapture during the tribulation is not at the first part of the first 7 years of tribulation? What happens?
I don't.
I can't hear you. Wait just a minute. I couldn't. What happened?
You'd be able to figure out the years.
You're going to be able to figure out exactly. You see 144,000 Jews pop up. Two old dudes that's supposed to be dead come back on the earth, start walking around witnessing. You can start counting. Can have an amen with somebody. A harpster. That's another one I already gave you for sure. Yeah, so, I mean, but just eliminate that one. You can just eliminate the Holy Spirit part about leaving us. That kind of eliminates scripture in many ways. And we know we're getting ready to get out of here. But we know we got 3 days. So we can sin up until the last day and get right with God again because the third day that body's going to stand up and we're getting out of here. Okay? Don't seem right to me. Yes, you're confused about something.
Why does the church be raptured first, or what was the question?
told the son-in-law that if one day we are certainly gone, you need, if he doesn't accept Christ then, he won't.
Yeah, well, that's what
I'm saying. No. If he has not accepted Christ before the rapture and has heard the gospel, he's not going to be capable of accepting Christ.
Yeah.
And the reason is?
Because he's going to be deceived. Everyone has ever heard the gospel is going to be deceived.
And we have no Holy Spirit to convict.
Not those people, because it's going to be God that's going to harden their heart.
So nobody will get saved during the tribulation?
Oh, you betcha. Thousands.
People
that never heard the gospel. Okay? Yes, sir.
So isn't that a good hope that it does take a long time before the rapture?
It's a great hope. You know, we'll reach as many people as we can. But you got to understand something. That's going to probably be more people saved in the tribulation than what the church did. Because folks, it's going to get nasty during the tribulation period. They're going to find it real quick when you got 144,000 Jewish evangelists that's preaching the gospel like crazy, which we can get to if we ever get past what part of the body is getting out of here at what period of tribulation. Okay? So if we get out of the beginning, we'll call
pre-tribulationists.
If we're taken in the middle of the trip, we'll call mid-tribulationists. If we're taken at the end, we'll call post-tribulation. And we will know because we've counted the bowls. If we've counted the trumpets, we've counted all the plagues, we'll know exactly when this period is going to happen. Okay? Now, we're raptured at the very beginning. We're going to be with God in heaven watching this whole thing take place as we have the Lamb feast with the church. Okay? Where we get our rewards and where we cry and where our tears are wiped away. There will be tears in heaven. Because God's going to show you what you became as a Christian during your life. Then he's going to show you what you could have been if you were obedient. And it's going to bring tears to us. And then he's going to wipe those tears away and there will be no more. Okay? Yes, bro.
Yeah. So, but the good news is, even if you are mid-trib or post-trib, you're going to go at the right time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll just be a little more surprised.
Yeah. No, you're going to, it won't be rapture for us if it's pre-trib. It's going to be rupture. Woo! We're going to get pulled out of here so fast. Oh, that hurt. But it felt good. All right.
Are you a pre-trib?
Me? I told you, I'm so pre-trib, I won't eat post-toasters. I'm a pre-tribber to the max, baby, as I think the Bible is. That's the only reason I am. Yeah, I have no personal views of my own. Yes, ma'am.
I always thought that once we almost have to be gone, so that the ones who haven't heard will understand.
She said that she thought that we had to be gone so the one that hadn't accepted would understand. You know, it is the Holy Spirit. All right? Are we flowing? Okay. Antichrist rises. Antichrist rules. Oh, we better get that. Okay. All right. Church is going to be raptured. One of the things that's going to be so amazing, by the first 3.5 years, everybody's going to be set up. Now, I believe, many people say that rapture cannot take place until the temple is built. Remember that? You've heard that. I do not believe that. The temple must be built before here. That's when the temple must be built. Now, if the restrainer is removed, God saves 144,000 Jewish virgin men, 12,000 from each tribe, all right? Then if they push that period to build that temple, do you think they can get the temple built in 3.5 years? Now you tell me what would be more devastating to the Jews. Finally, they got every aspect of the temple rebuilt, remade. If they don't get the menorah, the real menorah back from, they believe, the Catholic Church. They've already fashioned in gold another one with the exact dimensions they're going to put back in the temple, because they believe once the temple is established, God's going to say, now it's time to start the sacrificial system back over. Right now they believe that they're forgiven because there's no temple. Okay? You got to understand that. So they believe that when that temple is rebuilt, their whole worship of God, him moving into the Holy of Holies, is going to take place again, because he hadn't been there since the curtain was rent when Christ died. You know what they did? They went in and put a new one up. put a new one up. Now that ought to tell you something. Can I have an amen? You know how thick that curtain was? That curtain, man, that they built was about lay thick. That, you ever tried to tear a phone book in half? A phone book? Phone book. That would get me. That would be a super brother. You ever see some guy tear phone books in half? Man, you think about the cloth of the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the inner sanctuary. It's about that thick, layer upon layer, and that sucker split in half when Christ died. God's going to move back in there. The sacrifice isn't going to happen. Man, you tell me, what's more devastating? To have that temple built here and have it for 3.5 years, or just finish it, getting ready for the sacrificial system, and the Antichrist walks in, puts his picture up, and takes over. Because God wants the effect of judgment on top of it. And I don't think that it's going to be finished until here. That's why there's nothing that has to happen in prophecy for rapture and God to come back. Nothing. Okay? So don't get caught up in, well, okay, as long as there's no temple building. Nada. You're wrong. It must be built only by this period when Antichrist rises. And he's going to fool the Jews. But when he walks in, waiting for that temple to be finished, and walks in and said, you need to worship me, all the Jews are going to say, Mazel Tov. Yeah. Oh, is that good morning? Yes. That's good morning. Yeah. Ufta. How about Ufta?
We're going to see the Antichrist before.
Oh, we're going to see who? Well, you may, but you probably won't know who he is. You could be looking at him now.
Whoa!
That was kind of scary. You God belong to me. I'm the sick person I know. Yeah, we'll probably see him, but we won't know who he is. You know, we could see him. I mean, he could be on the earth right now. God's going to take rapture out here. You know, take the church out of here. He would have to be alive. Because if he wasn't alive, he'd be grown about 3.5 years old at the moment.
Yeah.
And I guarantee he's not going to be Palestinian. I guarantee he's not going to be Jewish. I don't know if he's going to be Russian or not. Okay? Yeah, right.
I like the way you said that about the being built later. I've heard a lot of people speaking about it being
right.
The next thing that happens. Is that what
Yeah, the red heifer, they got to a 3 right now.
So you think that's going to be, is that part of it?
You know? Oh yeah, because they're going to start the sacrificial system with the unblemished red heifer. Right. That's why the Jewish people are so excited right now. I think they have 2.
What do you mean for what?
Oh, don't you be talking like that in my class. You know what the red heifer is?
No.
It's a cow.
I know what it is.
Okay, it's a cow.
Right.
Take a look on cow. Totally red, like in jersey, not jersey, but
yeah.
You know, it's a red jersey kind of heifer that has perfect bone, perfect features, straight bone, no blemish, no nothing.
No white
mark, nothing. They have 2 already. But they're going to die. So we've got to have some more. They have some more. It'd be like Abraham building baby up, rockers. I'm sorry, I shouldn't make fun of that, but that's pretty funny. Okay? Any questions? You're not getting confused, are you? Okay, because I don't want to go fast, so fast you get confused. Because if we explain it to you slow enough, it falls right in place, you got it, you never have to worry about getting confused again. Okay? Yes, ma'am. You said you had 1 question.
That was then. This is now.
Oh, no, this is the same class. Yes, ma'am. Please do. And we won't even call it wife abuse.
You gotta make me forget my question. You said that nothing had to happen before the rapture, and in particular the temple.
Prophecy by prophecy.
But there were signs we were told to watch for, correct? That these would be signs of the times.
They all have happened.
And what was it about the Jewish nation?
The last one that had to happen before the rapture was 1948. Jews becoming a nation. Jews becoming a nation again.
Well, how long was the generation?
Evidently, we probably don't know it.
Yeah.
It's God's generation, not the 40 years that we think. Because it would have to happen in 1988. Some think that it's the 50 year or is it the 100 year. I mean, you got all kind of guesses, but we know they run the regular generation 40 years. Because it would have to happen around about 1988. And that's when we got all these freakazoids, the Christians, walking around getting ready for it. This is going to happen because it's a generation that don't. What did God say about the time? What did he say? Can anyone tell me? What did he say about people knowing?
We don't know.
Don't! So don't spend time on it. You know how many people get caught up in the rapture and all this stuff? And because, we figured out, it's Kissinger. The amount of letters. It's Clinton. Now, that could be the end. Now, yes, ma'am.
Then right after the rapture, that's when there's going to be peace in the Middle East, right?
Right after the rapture, what? Now, that'd probably do the peace treaty in here somewhere.
Okay.
Won't be in the peace treaty after the rapture and stuff. You're talking about after the rapture, with us or Christ coming? After the rapture, that's when the only time you can do it because, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to be moved out and a lot of things going to happen in that short period.
Right after? You don't think it happens right after?
Oh, no. Because there's going to be 3.5 years of peace. Yeah. And if the Herald leader signs anything with the Jews, the world leader, the guy that's going to step up, sign something with the Jew, you think it's going to be peace? That's why I believe God is establishing right now the foundation to wipe out most of the error. Because there's no way in the world there's going to be one dominated world man leader who's going to have peace with the Jews and the error put up with it. Okay? You got to understand that. So, I think this is a stage of what God's going to do. The Saudi Arabia and everyone else, he's going to break them. And he's going to put all the oil, I believe, in Israel. The earthquake. And the Dead Sea. So, it's going to bloom. It says the desert's going to bloom, but I don't think it's talking about with flowers. Okay? What other reason will make the entire world descend upon Israel? Oil. Now they go ahead and let me invent my engine that produces 300 miles a gallon off of water. We wouldn't have to worry about that, would we?
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And I will go on a round one-way trip. Okay, are we ready? Man, you know, I'm trying to get through. I don't think we're going to finish this tonight. Another week!
Yeah.
Get off me now. Y'all trying to keep me from the family. Okay. Preliminary event. We're removed. Amen. We talked about that. Removal of the restrainer. That is who? Who's the restrainer? Holy Spirit. Okay. Antichrist makes covenant with Israel after we're raptured. Two witnesses begin ministry. Uh-oh! And who do we say the two witnesses are? Enoch and Elijah, not Enoch and Moses. Okay? Enoch and Elijah. Because they must fulfill Hebrews 9. Point the airmen to that in the judgment. Okay? Only two that hadn't died is Enoch and Elijah. Check it up. So they're going to come back and fulfill Scripture. Isn't God amazing? He is not going to let one word of his Bible be overwritten by anybody. That's why he only took two. I'm sorry. Now, God never said that you couldn't die more than once. We know that by Lazarus. We know that by the widow's son. We know that by a lot of people that God resurrected. He said you got to die once. Then judge. Okay. 144,000 of Israel are saved. 12,000, can hear you? 12,000 from each tribe. This is really going to make the Jehovah Witnesses uptight. For two reasons. One, they got more than 144,000 members right now. So if you're over the 144,000, guess what? You won't be in the inner circle. I don't think that the Jehovah's Witnesses are Jewish. And I don't think they're virgin men. Now, God kind of stipulates who he's going to pick. Can I have an amen? And they're going to be all alive at the time when rapture takes place. That's why I'm talking to my buddy.
Hey, Rabbi! You better come now!
Okay? Antichrist conquers Russia. And the whole world says, yay! Gog and Magog. Antichrist gonna get rid of them. That means that something's gonna happen with Russia and they're not gonna stay peaceful, are they? I've always believed that Russia had to bow down to what our President Reagan did, tremendous man, played in the hand of God, produced history, to get all the weak people out. And when he gets enough people out, they're gonna close the border again. Keep in mind, keep that in mind, folks. Keep that in mind, and they're going to rise back up with the scepter. Because if they didn't, why would the Antichrist have to destroy him? Should be China. That you should worry about. Ark. All right? Israel rebuilds under Antichrist patronage. Going to be some good years for them. And rebuild, I think, is part of it's going to be the nation itself and the temple. A world church dominates religion. Most people think it's going to be the Catholic-type church. We don't know. But that will be the great whore that the Bible calls. Okay? World evangelization, as many are martyred. 144,000 are going to be preaching like that, the gospel like it's never been preached before. And as people come to know the Lord, they're going to be martyred. Okay? But there will be thousands upon hundreds of thousands that will make it through the tribulation period go in the millennial period. Okay? World evangelism, world judgment by war and pestilence is going to start. The world is going to think that that's just part of understanding. Now, I want to ask you guys a question. I'm going to throw this at you and give me your best shot. How do you think Satan is going to explain the disappearance and these events taking place of all believers when they're gone, because there is no verses, no evidence, no doctrine in the Bible that the world is ever going to be upset about all these people that's here. Yes, ma'am.
From what I can see on television, what my kids watch, and all the movies out, I think it's going to be explained by aliens, because they're just indoctrinating us,
they've
been getting us to accept it.
Yeah, that part of it, I think, is going
to
be the UFOs.
He's the prince of the air, so he can make it appear that way.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's why when Christ comes back in the air, they don't think that the UFOs, the aliens, are coming back to stop the war. They're going to turn and fight. There's no way in the world is going to turn and fight God. But what if they think it's something that came back and built the pyramids and took all these people out because they were the narrow-minded people that wouldn't put up with the one world government? Perfect setup. Equinox, all the stars lining up. Age of Aquarius, age of the stupidious. Oh man, it is new. Isn't it just intriguing though to know that this is going to happen? Everything the Bible says, it will happen. I'm so excited. Events in the middle of the tribulation, when the mid-tribbers believe that the church is going to be pulled out of here. Why do we know that at the mid-tribulation, that if mid-trib is true, why do we know that there will be no women that will be raptured at the beginning of the mid-trib? Just a minute. Women run to the mind. Those are unbelievable. Yeah, you did guess.
Because
you guessed wrong. What's that?
Because we were all in heaven already.
We was all in heaven already. That would have been a good one. Yeah.
Because it's 144,000.
No, but they're staying because they got to preach for the whole 7 years. It says it will be silent in heaven for 30 minutes.
That was
That's funny. Check system. That's funny stuff, man. We got some problems in Houston.
We'll stop right there because we want to make sure we get this tape, right? The machine was struck. Get off here. Okay, hey, my man, way to go, baby Brewski. We don't have to stop, Jack. That's right, we are modern. Now, that was a joke, y'all, okay? I did, didn't I? I got you good. So we know that if mid-trib is going to have everyone is raptured at the same time, that would just say, you know, I think God just put that verse in there so men can have some fun. Okay? That's about the only fun we have during that period of time. All right? Antichrist rules as a beast. He turns. He is going to turn, and when he turns, it won't be pretty. Okay? You understand that? He's going to walk in. He's going to take over the temple. World church is destroyed. Only beast worship is allowed. He's going to stab his best buddy that's helped set up the one world government. And he's not going to share his glory with anyone. Just as God turned all of his power over to his son, Jesus Christ, where all knee is going to bow, all tongues are going to confess, Satan substitute that with his son. He's going to pour all of his power into his antichrist, his son. Isn't that smoking? That he's not going to share his power with anyone or his glory, and he's going to wipe out the world church. If you're going to go and have friends that are bad, make sure they can always be bad towards you. Question? Yes. He's going to be born of a woman just like Christ was.
Okay.
By the man's seed, not like Christ. Yeah, oh yeah. He's going to be 100% human.
Is it just somebody that was...
Have you ever seen Dania? No, I'm just kidding. I haven't seen it either. And I heard they're coming out with a new one. Are they nuts? But the best thing about the movie is it got Rottweilers in it. So y'all can come out and see what Damien's going to be born from. Because they said Damien was born from a female Rottweiler of Hollywood. Now, it's going to be a human being born of a man and a woman, but Christ is going to pour all of his power into him. They'll probably be secular people. They won't be believers. Yeah, they'll be secular people. So don't worry about your kids. Okay? Did that help? If Christians could have the Antichrist, I already had him. Little Curtis, we call him Beelzebub. He lives up to his name. Woo! So I was just so thankful that believers probably can't have the Antichrist. Okay? Any other? Are we moving? We got to finish up here. Supernatural judgment poured out. God's going to start smoking. God's going to start opening up the bowls. He's going to, you know, it won't be a pretty sight. That's the only thing I can tell you. That's when the great tribulation period starts at mid-trip. Okay? Blasphemy increases as judgment intensifies. Guys, you have never seen anything like God's judgment poured out on the world. Now, you're talking about grace and love and mercy? There would be none in the bowls of trumpets. And that was, what's the other one? Bowls, trumpets, and what's the other one? Set of sevens. See him? Is it on that page?
The seals.
The seals. Thank you very much. S-E-A-L-S. The seven seals. All of them are judgments. 21 judgments. 3 times 7. Hark, hark, hark. Now, if it's 3 times 7, who is the perfect number of 7?
God.
Would you talk about the Trinity? It is
three.
Seven each.